and to politics. Slate's chief political analyst Will Salatin is with us. Will, we are at code level orange, which means the next to the highest national security alert, and there were several flight cancellations last week because the government worried hijackers might seize an Air France plane. And now this Sky Marshal order for planes flying over the U.S. We are starting into a national election year, and you have to wonder, what do voters make of all this? Are they worried about terrorism and national security and planes flying overhead?
Well, the good news for the president is there's a new poll out this week from the Washington Post that suggests that voters are relatively confident in the way that he's handling these terrorism threats. When asked whether they approved or disapproved of the way that he's handling the campaign against terrorism, they responded by a margin of 70% to 28%, which is enormous, that they approve of the way he's handling it. So they feel relatively confident, perhaps because we haven't had a terrorist incident anywhere near the magnitude of September 11th since then. Furthermore, on the question of Iraq, by a margin of 59% to 39%, respondents said that they thought that war had been worth fighting given what's happened so far. So relatively good news for the president in this poll.
Very good news, it sounds like to me.
There are a couple of warning signs here. The most significant one is that by a margin of 60 to 37%, again, a large margin going the other way against the president, respondents said that the number of casualties suffered by the United States military in Iraq has been unacceptable. That's a sign that the president needs to watch out for, because that's what eventually happened in Vietnam, is that the public decided that the cost was unacceptable to the United States. And furthermore, the actual numbers of casualties have been going up. There was a story out this week in the Washington Post. They went through the data from the first 4 months, May to August of 2003, after the war. Casualties were 65 to the United States military. The next 4 months, and we're not even through those 4 months yet, we already have 145 casualties. And by now, I'm sure we have at least 150. So that rate has doubled. And the question is, will the capture of Saddam Hussein send the rate back down to where Americans find it acceptable or not?
Let me ask you about a domestic story this week. Mad cow disease. People are going to be going into supermarkets wondering, should I buy that hamburger or not?
Yeah, this has already hit the presidential campaign trail big time. And the reason is that Democrats have been starving for one of those issues that appeals to Democrats, that reminds voters why Democrats exist. When voters look at something like terrorism, this is an issue that reminds them why Republicans exist. You know, the tough party, the party that will, you know, build up the military and protect you from the bad guys abroad. Democrats are the party that people think of when they need protection from industry, a domestic threat. There are two things that Democrats are considered really good at: spending money and regulating industry. And this issue appeals to both. We're frightened about mad cow disease. Let's consider voting for a Democrat who will protect us from this sort of thing. And there's also a couple of interesting geographic connections here. One of them is, guess where President Bush is going to be spending New Year's? At his ranch in Texas. That reminds people about Bush's ties to the cattle industry, and Howard Dean and Dick Gephardt and the rest of the Democrats have been making a lot of hay about that, if I may use the metaphor, pointing out the president has ties to the industry and has been relatively soft on regulating it.
Slate's chief political analyst Will Salatin joining us from Washington. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Alex.